Hello. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. The morning meditation is a great way to start your month, your week, and your day. And every month, we have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this month, the focus is moving into neutrality. So I'd like you to just get into your meditation position, which is to be seated with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take just a few deep and easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And again, from the tips of your toes, inhale all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easy. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the chair, through the floor, into the ground, and all the way down to the center of the earth, where the roots of this tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble, and your aura is the electromagnetic energy field that surrounds your body. It constitutes all of your thoughts and the energy and vibrations that come from the love and other energies from your heart. And I'd like for you, as you imagine this aura bubble around you, to know that it is no more than 18 inches from your entire body. 18 inches over your head, under your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and all around you. It has a beautiful pearlescent, golden color vibration to the edge of this bubble. So it's like a brilliant luminescent golden or like white golden vibrational color. And the edge of your aura bubble has an eggshell type stiffness. So nothing can penetrate it or get into your space. And as you keep breathing easily and gently, imagine a giant violet flaming wall is burning from the ground up in front of you, outside of your bubble. Very good. A large giant violet vibrational color, burning flame, and just keep breathing nice, easily, slowly. And we're going to clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine. Chakras are energy centers, kind of like software, that help to balance and regulate your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual levels of consciousness, or as we call them, bodies. And as you breathe nice and easily, we're going to clear from these chakras any unwanted, undesired forms of energy that have gotten into those chakras that would keep you from being fully balanced and operating at the highest level and capacity for you. So as you inhale, I want you to then exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine. The second chakra is located just an inch below your belly button, right where your reproductive organs are. Your third chakra is behind your stomach or your solar plexus area. And just continue to inhale and exhale through those three chakras. And as you exhale, know that you're releasing and letting go into the violet flame those energies in the first, second, and third chakras that you no longer desire. The violet flame will receive them easily and effortlessly, waiting to even gently pull some of these unwanted, undesired energies out of your chakras. And as you breathe deeply and easily, you're letting go of energies that keep you stuck in surviving instead of thriving. You're clearing out those energies that would keep you in a place of fear. All of the memories, the things that you've heard, seen, experienced, whether it be in a place of surviving, it's hard to make it out here, there's not enough, be afraid if you don't have certain levels of security, if you don't have this happening, if this isn't the way that you're able to move through life, be afraid because it can threaten you. Let all that go. Let go of the anger, the depression. Let go of the jealousy and the grief. Let go of the loss, the blame, and the shame. Let all of that go. Let go of the belief systems from the world that if you eat this, wear that, do that, stand in this, go here or there, that you could get hurt. Let all that go. Let go of any sexual energy where you may have been molested, raped, looked at inappropriately, touched inappropriately, or where you just haven't been interested in that other person who may have dumped inside of your space some kind of sexual need, or I'll use the word creepiness. Let all that go as you inhale and exhale. And also let go of the energy from your third chakra behind your stomach, those energies that would keep you addicted to poor patterns or behaviors, any other forms of addictions, any energy that would control you. It may be a person as well as a thing, or where you may feel you have to have total control. Don't wonder what it is. Don't effort with it. Don't figure it out or think about it. You don't have to feel it. You may not see it or hear it. Just breathe easily and deeply. And as you exhale out through the chakras, this energy leaves you now. And as you continue to breathe, release energies from your fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is behind your heart. The fifth chakra is at the base of your throat. And as you breathe now and include those chakras as well, let go of the energy that would keep you from fully loving yourself. Any energy that has you feeling unworthy, unloved. Any energy that's important for you to experience and have forgiveness of yourself and other people, let it go. Let go of what blocks you or holds any resentment or hatred in your heart. Let it all go. Any bitterness toward something or someone or an experience. When we hold on to the experiences, we give reasons why to all that energy that is negative, that no longer serves us, that we have been able to learn from and rise above. And let go of the energy in your fifth chakra and your throat that would keep you from fully expressing who you are, the way you are, as a divine spiritual being. Let go completely and effortlessly of all that energy that says you don't know how to communicate, or you could communicate better, you should communicate more correctly. Maybe you've been told, or you feel you need to listen more, you need to speak more, you need to create more expansively. Whatever it is, just let it go, because you are a wonderful creative being. You are able to fully express the dynamic element of yourself in all ways. So let go of anything that says you're unable to. And remember, the violet flame is receiving this energy and even in some ways gently pulling the energy out of your space as you simply inhale and exhale out through the chakras. And let's exhale out through the sixth and seventh chakras. Let's add those as well. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And the seventh chakra is located at the top of your head, also known as the crown. And as you expand your breath and you exhale out through the sixth chakra, you are letting go of judgment, criticism, complaints. Those things which you have determined are not perfect. And the only thing that is perfect is everything, all energy and the form and the shape and the way that it is experienced. For it all works together for your highest and best good. The only thing that is not always perfect is your perception of what something perfectly should be. So let go of that. Let go of what you think should be perfect and how you think it should be perfect. Let go of the judgment. Let go of the criticism of everyone, everything, including yourself, so that you're able to see and learn and expand and rise above your own self-limiting perspective. And keep breathing and release the energy from your seventh chakra. Let go of that energy there, which may keep you in uncertainty, keeps you in a place of being unaware. Release being stuck in having to always think by analyzing, rationalizing, intellectualizing, there is a perfect and right use for all of those energies, but to always be in a mode of thinking, it interrupts the flow of knowing, which comes from divine higher sources, which comes from the awareness of your true self. So let go of all of those elements that have you doubt yourself, that keep you in uncertainty, that keep you stuck in your head rather than knowing and experiencing from your heart what is right and best to do, to follow, to be guided from. And just continue to inhale and exhale easily, gently, slowly. And as you do, know that the violet flame is receiving all of these unwanted energies, years worth, months, hours worth, lifetimes worth. Just let it go. Don't effort with it. Don't figure it out. Don't think you have to know something, feel something, see or hear something. Just be in the experience of the breath and intending that all you're ready to let go of in this moment, you are. Now be aware of the violet flame that's burning 3 feet outside of your body. It's burning higher than your head. Beautiful, gorgeous, truly violet, flaming wall in front of you. And as you continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, and gently, I want you to imagine in the violet flame a gauge of some kind. It might even be a scale that has a gauge on it. However you see that, it doesn't matter what it looks like, but it is able to read energy from 0 to 10. 0 to 10. And next to that gauge, imagine someone or something that absolutely has infuriated you. Someone or something that has just made you so angry. In fact, you really see it and you feel it as you connect with whoever or whatever it is. And you can feel the anger welling up inside of you. And you just are getting angrier and angrier. How could that person? How dare they? Why did this happen that way? That was crazy. Whatever comes up with those angry, infuriating feelings, let it come as much as possible, as powerful as possible. And what is that gauge reading on the scale? From 0 to 10. 0 and 1 being unmoved by the object, to 10, you are completely outraged. And your anger becomes stronger and stronger and stronger until you just cannot take it and stand it anymore. I want you to allow the feelings to be so present and strong, you can shift your attention now to inside your body where you are raging yourself, raging with a flame, a burning red, yellow, orange flame that seems to be out of control. And what does that gauge read now? You notice how a small flame seems to be burning on the soles of your feet. And a raging fire is starting to come up through you. I want you to put your attention at the soles of your feet and watch as this flame, it burns hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter, and it climbs up higher and higher and higher. This flame is moving up through your calves, your knees, your thighs, and into your hips. It is raging and burning, and it continues to rise up through your body. Feel the heat as it moves into your stomach and your lower back. It moves into your solar plexus and your lungs. It continues to rage upward into your heart, your shoulder blades, and up to the top of your shoulders. This fire is burning, raging, out of control, very, very brightly, so much anger. Watch and feel this fire continue to climb up your neck as it also moves through your arms and hands. And keep looking at the image in the violet flame. Continue to see the image in the violet flame as the fire within you continues to rage and burn all the way up through your head, up to the top and out of the top of your head. It is a huge, raging, burning fire, like the hottest intensity, over 1200 degrees Fahrenheit. It is burning through you. It is burning the anger. This fire is raging because of the anger within you. And it's raging so hot and so strong, it's actually burning the anger. It's burning up disappointment. It's burning up depression and jealousy. It's burning up all the lower vibrational and negative feelings that keep you from being neutral. And keep breathing. Nice, easy, deep breaths. Very good. Excellent. Letting that fire rage and burning up all of those lower vibrational feelings and energies, including anger itself. Now imagine a wonderful, cool, nice, ice blue, luminescent golden light is over your head. A beautiful ball of ice blue, luminescent gold. This light is shining over your head. And allow the light to shower you with its rays, very much the way a cloud would shower raindrops upon you. Allow the light from this beautiful ice blue, luminescent golden light to shower you with its rays all the way down. The light shines through you, and it easily, effortlessly, completely begins to slowly put out the flame raging inside of you. Watch as this ice blue, luminescent golden light puts out the flame slowly and surely, and allow this light to begin now to come down into the top of your head and move down through your entire body. Very easily and effortlessly, cooling and neutralizing all the way down through your hips, your legs, down your feet, and all the way down that tree trunk to the center of the earth. And what is the gauge in the violet flame reading now? What does that gauge that's in the violet flame from 0 to 10, what is it reading now? As the flame within you has been put out, notice also how the object in the flame that made you so angry, it's also dissipating. It's being consumed by the violet flame that it's in. And imagine in the violet flame it's completely dissipated. But you are going to call it back, the same object, whether it be a person or a thing, a place or a specific snapshot of an experience in time, whatever that image that was in the flame before that made you so angry, see it again just the way that you called it up before. Bring it back and notice how you feel looking at it in this moment. Is there still anger? Are there any negative or lower vibrational feelings that you're experiencing? And continue to breathe easily. Make sure you're not holding your breath. And as you see this object in the flame, and as you look at it, I want you to pay attention to where in your body, your physical body, where might you be feeling a bit uncomfortable or even slightly tweaked. Maybe all of a sudden you notice that there's an itch or a tingling, a burning. Maybe there's an uneasiness or something that doesn't seem to be settled. A sharp pain that just comes up once. Maybe in your head or a finger or a knee. Be aware if your breathing has changed. Take note if your stomach is settled or not. How does your head feel? Is your body tight or relaxed? Just pay attention to where the most discomfort is in your body. And now that you have identified that area, put your full attention there. And look deep into that area. And as you look into that area and you're experiencing whatever that sensation is in your body that's a little uncomfortable or tweaked, what does that actual feeling or discomfort look like? See it fully, completely, and totally. What does that sensation, that discomfort, tweakiness in your body, what does it look like? What shape, color, or image does it take? See it in complete detail. And then go straight into the middle of that image. Go straight into the middle, as if you were diving into a pin-sized hole in the middle of that image. And once you dive into that pin-sized hole, what does that middle look like? What image is actually in the center of the image that represents that discomfort or tweakiness? So as you look into the center of the image, what does that center image look like? Keep breathing easily. And now look deeply into the center of that center image. And what is the next image that comes up? Allow yourself to have a lock on the image where you have gone to the middle and then gone to the middle again. Lock on that image. And once you have a lock on the middle of that image, go deeper and lock into the next center of that image. So you are going deeper and deeper and deeper as you see the center image of each image that represents that discomfort, that tweakiness that you are experiencing. And continue with this process, going into the pinhole center, into the pinhole center, into the pinhole center, where each image, as you go into the center of each image, one after the other, going deeper and deeper, you may actually discover that in the center of all those images is a beautiful, bright light. Keep breathing easily, very effortlessly, slowly. Breathing deeply. And you want to be aware of your breath as you continue to go into the center and into the center and into the center until you see a bright light and until you become very aware that the discomfort or tweakiness in your body is much less or completely gone. And now that you have gone as deeply as you can in this time frame allotted during this experience, I want you to put your focus again on the image in the violet flame. Look at that original image in the violet flame. See the gauge next to it. And what does the gauge read at this time? What is the number? Has it gone down? Even if it's gone down by 1 point, you're moving closer to the place of neutrality. To be neutral is to experience the lack of extreme feelings. You're not moved by one situation or another, or one circumstance or another, or even by one person and what they did or didn't do from another person. Just as you feel neutral when gazing at grass or glancing at a wall or putting oil in your car, to be neutral in every situation allows you to be unmoved from your center of peace, from the place where you have enhanced joy and where you can experience divine love. That's where neutrality lies. And you can let everything else go. All right. So now, just one more thing to truly measure how neutral you have become to what moves you in a way that is uncomfortable. I want you to see the image of what caused the anger to begin with in the violet flame. And as you keep your focus on it, I want you to move toward it. Just start running toward it right now and stop. How do you feel? Are you neutral? What does the gauge right next to it say? Is it lower or at zero? And now I want you to start stepping away, running or skipping backwards from the object in the flame. Just keep moving backward away from it and stop. How do you feel? Are you neutral? What does the gauge say? Is it lower or at zero? If you have not become totally neutral at this point to that object, to that source of anger, then just allow yourself to clear any residue feelings and energy around it into the flame. And you clear it out by continuing to breathe deeply and easily as you release and let go of those energies that would keep you stuck in non-neutrality. Now, these series of exercises are important for you to get neutral to whatever's going on within you. So here are the steps again. Use the internal burning fire to eliminate the emotional initial charge from whatever you're not neutral to. Then check into your body's discomfort. Check into those areas and break up that energy by going to the middle of the image that discomfort shows you. And then go to the middle of the next image in the center and go into the center of that, and whatever that image is, go into the center and continue to go into the center of every image until the physical sensations, discomfort, or tweakiness are completely gone. Then, as a way to ensure that you're neutral, you want to move toward and away from the object. Check the gauge. And check in with yourself to see if you are neutral. If you're not, if you remain unneutral, then you want to do the process over again. Once you are completely neutral to that specific object, then you can begin working on the next thing, person, place, thing, experience that you are very unneutral to. And take a last deep breath, nice and easy. And imagine that you are surrounded, your entire body is surrounded with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. The violet flame is actually the flaming wall in front of you is burning itself out and going out, dissipating with the image in it of the scale and the image of what you originally were unneutral to. And as this bright, beautiful golden sun surrounds you completely, I want you to absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Completely absorb it, fully, 100%. Into your aura bubble, into your body, into your chakras. And then see a second beautiful, bright, luminescent golden sun surrounding you and absorb that sun, making sure you are completely. Throughout this day, this week, this month, and moving forward for the rest of your life. I want to thank you for being with me, and if you'd like to know more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and more about Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You'll be able to see the services we offer individually and group services, our online program, as well as know about our classes and our workshops offered. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.